Well, you would be cranky too if in the middle of a very cold winter night, your sister put her cold feet on you to keep warm. Well, with nothing but a thin cloth to keep herself warm, Serafina is forced to get up from her uncomfortable loft. But she quickly remembers the young couple, the wife heavy with child, looking for a place to rest. And that is where the new children's book by Claudia Cangilla McAdams begins. Sure to be a new Christmas favorite, The Christmas Light is a must-have for this Advent. And joining me this morning to share more is the author herself. Claudia, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Hi, Brenda. So happy to be here with you.
Claudia, poor Serafina. She's cold. It's crowded in the house. You know, I'd be cranky too. Tell us a little bit more about who she is.
Well, yes, she shares a bed with her sister, and any of us who have ever shared a bed with a sibling knows what that's like, especially when you're cold and they put their cold feet on you. And so her situation is she's a fictional character who witnesses the nativity. This is a unique take on the nativity story. She remembers the couple that's staying in the stable, her family stable across the lane, and she leaves her cold bed and climbs out of the loft and goes down amongst all the people sleeping on the floor of the main level and lights an oil lamp that she takes across the lane to give to the Holy Family for warmth. And in the process, she encounters the newborn Jesus. Her mood is suddenly altered and her life is transformed forever thanks to the Christmas light.
Oh, and doesn't she represent all of us who, in our crankiness and cold nights, are transformed by the Christmas light? I can tell, Claudia, that looking at the book, that while it's a children's book, parents, grandparents are going to just love sitting with their children, reading this to them, especially this Advent. You know, when you're writing these books, do you think a lot about the adult who's going to be reading this book to their children?
I do. You know, one person called one of my children's books that's set at the time of Jesus, Stealth Catechesis, so that the parents are being catechized unknowingly as they're sharing this book with their kids. So I think a lot about the children, first of all. I try to take a character who's very much like them, a child, and put them in a situation where they encounter Jesus and find their life altered in some way because of that encounter. It's what each of us hope to do when we come to Jesus, when we develop our relationship with him. And so, yes, the story is, you know, one level for kids, but there's actually a deeper level. I wrote this story in the form of a literary device called a chiasm, which it's too complicated to explain, and my young readers would not understand that technical stuff, but they do understand this. All the things that happen up until the point of Serafina's meeting Jesus, those things are reversed and improved in the second half of the story. So I have a discussion and activities guide that's available at my website that people can download and use this to trace the progress Serafina makes from being cold and cranky and angry to being warmed and enlivened and compassionate and loving.
The name of the book, The Christmas Light, and its author, Claudia Cangilla McAdams, is joining me today to share more about it. Well, you really do go a step beyond just writing an amazing book for children and for families, but you do create these special resources, and they are available. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what they'll find if they go to your webpage and get these additional resources.
My website is www.claudiamcadam, that's MCADAM.com, and you can request resources for any of my picture books. I have a discussion and activities guide for just about every one of my books, and this one for The Christmas Light, for example, it's 15 pages. It includes things for the very, very little ones, like a coloring page, to maybe a few years older. Kids can do a maze or a word search. Then there's even deeper questions that you can go into with older kids. So we discuss the virtues. I ask questions that they can answer in the context of their classroom, if it's being shared at school or with their families. Like things like, when have you ever been upset or angry with something or someone in your home? And in what ways have you used charity or love to improve a bad situation? So it gets the young readers or listeners to think a little bit more deeply about the virtues, and hopefully they will come to learn and love and live their Catholic faith by just experiencing a very short picture book.
Oh, it's a wonderful book, and it's beautifully illustrated. I encourage all of our listeners to definitely go to Claudia's webpage to learn more. Well, Claudia, I imagine after working on something so very personal, like a book, even a storybook, and you think about the children and the parents who are reading them, and then you surrender this manuscript to have it illustrated. Tell our listeners a little bit about Igor and the illustrations that he created for your book.
I'm happy to. The process, a lot of people don't know what the typical process is for a picture book to come to market. And I am not an illustrator. I cannot draw a straight line with a ruler. So I can write a story, and I will send it to a publisher that I think it will be a good fit for. And in this case, that was Sophia Institute Press. And then Sophia has a stable of illustrators, or they know of good illustrators, and they match the story with an illustrator whose work they think can perfectly fit it. And I think they've done that with Igor Koviar is the name of the man who illustrated this book. I've never met him. He lives in Israel, and I think he's done a gorgeous job with saturated colors and very unique touches, like sprinkling of light in different pages in the illustrations that you have to kind of look for and see that thread of light being woven through the story. So he's done a great job. I'm very happy with the illustrations.
Wow, I could just imagine almost like a Christmas gift, getting your book and looking at these illustrations and seeing how your words and your story, I mean, were really the inspiration for such a beautiful book. The name of the book is The Christmas Light. It is out by Sophia Institute Press. Its author, Claudia Kangila McAdam, and she is joining me today. Claudia, again, it's sure to be just another one of those beautiful books that parents are going to want for this Christmas season. Grandparents can order it now and send it to their grandchildren across the country. How are they going to be able to find a copy?
They can go to the Sophia Institute website, which is sophiainstitute.com, or purchase it at any online book retailer. Or go into their local bookstore and tell them, this is the book that I want, and they can order it for them. And if people want to go to my website, claudiamcadam.com, they can even click on a book trailer, like a movie trailer, a book trailer that'll take them through the book and show samples of the illustrations and the storyline so that you can get a little snippet of what the book is going to be like.
Oh, I love the sound of that. And it again, I encourage our listeners to definitely check that out. Claudia, I sure appreciate your time today.
Brenda, it's been lovely speaking with you. God bless you and all your listeners, especially in this upcoming Advent season.
Oh, to you too. And again, that is Claudia Kangila McAdam. The name of the book is The Christmas Light. And I will be sure to add a link to where you can get the book from the publisher and also a link to Claudia's webpage. You're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.